Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Natural Gas safely and reliably delivers natural gas to our customers. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames, so we perform employee and contractor training, maintenance, and inspections for leaks and damage to our pipelines. Take the Safe Digging Pledge today at BeADigHeroOklahoma.com and call 811 48 hours before you dig, excluding date of notification, weekends, and holidays. Dialing 811 is free, easy, and important. If you smell rotten eggs, hear a hissing sound, see dirt blowing or water bubbling, or see any unusual activity or suspicious excavation, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. To report a damaged pipeline, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251 and 811. Be a dig hero. Visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com to learn more.
Well, we have a weaker live cattle and weaker feeder cattle futures today. It was a little disappointing. The April live cattle down 72 at 138.65 on his option expiration day. So some action there on the April options as they expire. The June live cattle down $1.27 at 135.85. The August down $1.17 at 136.90. The October's down 50 at 143.92. April feeders were the one green contract today, up 17 at 161.57. May's down 42 at 166.12. The August down $1.22 at 176.35. September feeders $1.35 lower at 178.72. Generally speaking here, today's weakness gets us back to moving averages. Support levels hopefully will hold at this time. But a little bit weaker. Hogs also weaker. April's down 45 at 101.30. The May's down 40 at 113.17. On Wednesday, we had a hogs and pigs report, and yesterday everybody was expecting the hog market to just be on fire, and it really wasn't. And a matter of fact, the spreads, like the old crop or like the June-December hog spread, fell apart, and it was kind of surprised everybody. But a lot of action there in the hog spreads.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 4th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The sale features 139 head, including 119 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls with 20 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus females. Catalogs and videos available at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
Today's grain futures were all over the board. We had July Kansas City wheat 16 lower at 10.13¾ after making a high of 10.53. So disappointing trade there as we are below moving averages. We're still about 20 cents off the low from report day, but that market is working back down. Chicago wheat in July was 17¾ at 9.84. The bean market's 35 lower in May at 15.82. July's down 31¼ at 15.66. Corn 13 lower in May, the September unchanged basically, and December up 4¼. So some unwinding of those spreads as the length gets rolled out of May out into September and December. The cotton futures were down 114 in May at 134.55. The December's down 60 at 110.68. Cotton has been kind of the it's continued to rally through all this volatility and be higher and kind of quietly doing so. Today's stock market up 75 in the Dow. The S&P is up 3. A lot of talk about this inversion with the short-term rates higher than the long-term rates in terms of bond yields. Typically, that means that people delay spending, capital spending in terms of the industries, and that would typically cause a recession over time.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.